kann.
Hi, welcome to I Can Become. My name is Coco and I am 8 years old. I live in Tigard, Oregon. I like to play with my siblings, Enzo and Roman, dance, and read. When I grow up, I want to be a librarian. I really want to know more about becoming a librarian. So my friends at iCan Radio have arranged for me to talk to Holly from the Tigard Library. I want to ask her about becoming a librarian and what she wanted to be when she grew up. So let's open up a book and get into the interview. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you know, I'm a librarian at the Tigard Public Library, but I'm also a mom. I have a 17-year-old daughter and a 13, almost 14-year-old son. We have a dog and a couple of cats at home. I love to read. I like to run. I'm getting ready to play in a kickball league soon.
That's cool. What's it like being a librarian?
It's really great being a librarian. I love it. It's my second career. I was a mental health therapist before, and that was really, really hard. And now that I'm a librarian, I get to go into work. I look forward to going into work every day. I get to do story times, which your brother Enzo and sister Romy come sometimes.
Yay!
I don't think you ever came to my story times, did you?
I did a couple times.
Did you? Okay, I couldn't remember. So story times are my very favorite part of my week. I get to choose some of the books that we put in our library. I specifically buy the early readers, so for the kids who are learning how to read, and also world language books for kids and movies. What else do I do? I visit schools sometimes.
Uh-huh. I remember you visit my school.
Yep, I visited your class.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I spend the most of my time doing is sitting at the reference desk, which is probably where you and I met the most, is I sit behind the desk, and if people have questions, I help them find the answers.
For the kids' story time, what's your favorite book to pick out for kids?
Ooh, that's, you know, it's actually one that I just read this week. It's called The Wide-Mouthed Frog by Keith Faulkner, and it's a pop-up book.
Oh.
And the kids love it because the wide-mouthed frog, he talks like this, and he goes around eating flies, and then at the very end, so he's asking all the other animals, what do they eat? And he always says, I'm a wide-mouthed frog, and I eat flies. And then he meets a crocodile, and you know what the crocodile eats?
Yeah.
Wide-mouthed frogs. So the kids love that book, and they like to come up and touch the animals because their noses pop out.
That sounds very fun and cool for kids.
It is fun.
How old were you when you wanted to be a librarian?
Actually, I was probably 20 because I first studied to be a mental health therapist. So I was a counselor, and I was in college, and to help pay for my my graduate program, I worked in the college library.
That's very cool.
Thank you.
What are some skills you need to become a librarian?
First of all, you need people skills. You need to like people. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be a children's librarian like me, you need to like kids, which of course I do. I love kids. You need to be able to, like if somebody is asking an informational question, and this is really important for just people in life in general, you have to be able to figure out how you can find the answer to that question and make sure that you're using a good source. You don't want to like use some random person on the internet who has their own web page to answer a question about, oh, I can't even think of an example right now.
So like answer it in your own way.
Yes, because like if you're coming to me with a school question or something, I'm going to want to find you a good source that you can use so that you know that what your report or whatever is accurate. So mm-hmm. It's really, really important. It's called information literacy. It's knowing how to find answers. And then also another really important thing is being able to work individually with one person. So, for example, Coco, you're in second grade, but you're a really advanced reader. And another second grader might come to me and they're really struggling with reading. So I'm not going to take them back to the chapter books or the bigger graphic novels like I do with you. I will probably take them to the early readers or maybe find them an easy graphic novel to read. And then also, I want to know like what a person wants to read, what they're interested in, because I want them to like reading. And so, yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff you need to do to be a librarian.
Uh-huh. What is something I should focus on at school to become a good librarian?
I think information literacy is one of the most important things, is learning how to know where you're getting your information. And then on the other side, I mean, what you're already doing is read a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that librarians, all they do is read and shelve books. And yes, we do, but we do a whole lot more than that, too.
What has been your favorite moment as a librarian?
Oh, that's a hard one. My story times every week are one of my favorite moments as a librarian because I just love doing them so much. I recently had a girl who I've known for a long time. Oh, this is, okay, this isn't one moment, but it's watching kids like you grow up. So you and I have known each other, what, maybe 3 years?
Three, four.
Something like that, yeah. I hope that I'm going to get to see you when you're in college. And I have some kids who started out in my story times who will come back from college and visit me. And I love it. And it's just so special. And I recently had a girl who, I think she's 19 now, and she used to come to read to the dogs like you do. You know, she was like your age probably when I first met her, but I never knew her very well. And she came and she asked me, like you are, about my job. And she asked what was special about working in a place for so long, because I've worked there for 17 years.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is a lot. And I said, it's getting to have the relationships like what I had with her and getting to see other sides of kids that I wouldn't necessarily have known. It's just really, really special.
If you weren't a librarian, what would you be?
I've thought that maybe when I retired, I might want to go to chef school because I want to learn how to cook better, but I might not necessarily be a chef in the restaurant. If I wasn't a librarian, I might just be retired and travel and stuff.
What is something you wish you knew about becoming a librarian when you were a kid?
You know, I guess I just wished I knew about becoming a librarian when I was a kid because I had no idea. And when I grew up in Eugene and we lived outside of the city limits, we didn't even have a library card because it cost money if we lived outside of the city limits. So I hardly ever went to the public library when I was a kid. So I think I just wished I had known that I could be a librarian. It might have changed what I had done. Although I think that being a counselor for 10 years was valuable too for me becoming a better librarian.
If you could go into any book, what would it be?
My favorite book when I was little was Are You My Mother by P.D. Eastman. And
I've heard of that one. I've seen it.
I loved that book. And the little bird is afraid of the snort, which, you know, is a big excavator. And I actually could imagine being on top of the snort, like on its bucket, and just like looking down at the world. So that was one. The other, have you heard of Tuck Everlasting?
No.
By Natalie Babbitt. It's about a girl who meets a family who has drank from a well that gives them eternal life. So they live forever and they don't age. And she becomes friends with this family who only comes through town every 10 years or something. And I just loved that book too. And I think, I don't know what I would do. I probably would not end up drinking from the well, but I don't know. So
is that like a storybook?
Yeah, it's a chapter book.
Oh,
we have it in the library. It's cool. It is one of my very top
favorite. I think I might check that one out.
You should. I'll show it to you.
If I went into a book, I would go into Harry Potter because I'm kind of obsessed with it. Just all the wizardy stuff and meeting Harry Potter and seeing all like dragons and wizard wands and making potions and stuff like that. It would be so cool.
What house do you think you would be in?
For me, it's Gryffindor.
That's so funny because I would have thought you would be Ravenclaw. I think of them as being really cerebral. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what cerebral means?
No.
It means like really smart, intelligent, a lot in your head. And I just think of you as being very like knowledgeable and smart.
Yeah, and then the other one, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Ooh, yeah.
Seeing all the candy and all the stuff.
I used to, with Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator, I would imagine going up. Have you read the second one, Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator?
No.
Oh, you should read that one too, because I would remember, like, because the elevator goes like up and out into the sky, and I tried to imagine what that would be like too. Goes clear up into space.
Who is your favorite author?
Ooh, that's a hard one too.
I really like Judy Blum and her books.
Oh, yeah. I like Judy Blum, too.
I've read Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, Blubber, and Dini. And I'm going to try to read Fudge, Double Fudge, those books, and other books kind
of like
that.
So you want to read all of her books.
Yeah, she's a pretty good author, in my opinion.
Yeah, oh, she is. I'm trying to think. You know, one of my favorite authors for kids is Christina Soon Torn Vaught. Have you heard of her?
No, I have not.
She wrote, the first time that I ever read anything by her, it was called All 13, and it was about, this happened since maybe around the time you were born, actually. It was a Thai boys soccer team got trapped in a cave in Thailand and by a flood, and they were trapped there for weeks. And so this was the true story of how they rescued all 13 of the boys and their coach.
That sounds horrible.
Oh, it was horrible. And like, I knew the ending to the book because I had watched it live when it was happening. And I still, reading that book, I sat on the edge of my seat the whole time I was reading it because it was so suspenseful, even though I knew the outcome.
When did you read that?
2 or 3 years ago.
Oh.
And Christina Soon Torn Vaught, she's written picture books. She's written early chapter books. She's written kind of mid-range chapter books. She's written a whole lot of different graphic novels. Have you heard of The Tryout?
I've read it.
Yeah, so that's the author of The Tryout.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite book when you were in second grade?
You know, I can't remember exactly when I started reading them, but I loved the Nancy Drew books. She was a girl detective, and they were first written.
Oh, yeah.
Those books were first written way before I was born, and I liked reading like some of the words. I always remember the word swell was used a whole lot. Like, gee, that's swell, like about something that they really liked, or like the cars they would drive, or maybe that the bad guys would drive were like an old jalopy. Things like that. And I just remember those two words, swell and jalopy, from the Nancy Drew books. I loved them when I was your age.
I watched Harriet the Spy, and now I'm kind of following along with the book that my mom just gave me.
She gave you Harriet the Spy?
Uh-huh. And I haven't started yet because I'm reading a whole bunch of books at the same time, which I don't think I should. But I'm really excited for when I do start it.
So you've already watched the movie and then you're going to read the book.
It was really good.
What do you think about reading a book and then watching the movie?
If it's like a really, really big book, like Harriet the Spy, I'd rather watch the movie first. Hmm. But if it were a little bit littler and stuff, like The Wild Robot, for that one, I wanted to read the book first before the movie.
The Wild Robot I was thinking of because I loved the book, and I read it a lot of times because it was part of the Oregon Battle of the Books, and I work with the Oregon Battle of the Books, and I watched the movie, and I felt like they totally changed the story, which I think that lots of times they do with movies.
Yeah.
So I was sad about that, but I know a lot of people loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to know what your favorite thing about the library is.
My favorite thing? I really like that when I ask somebody about books or like have a question, comment, they always have a really cool answer. There's a whole bunch of cool books at the library, and I live super duper close to the library, and there's a trail that I take, and it's just really, really cool going, and I just love it there.
I'm glad to hear that. I love it there too.
Mm-hmm. What is your best advice for me? For being a librarian.
I feel like keep doing what you're doing. You know, you love books already. You want to love what you do. Uh-huh. If you end up changing your mind, you know, that's fine too. But I guess just keep on reading. You want to read a lot of different kinds of things. And you want to learn information literacy so that you can help people find the things that they need. Why do you want to become a librarian? What excites you about being a librarian?
Well, I really love reading books. A lot of my time, I wake up in the morning feeling so exhausted because I'm just up all night reading books. I like the peacefulness.
Anything else you would like to be other than a librarian?
Maybe a zookeeper? Maybe. Because, like, being with all the animals. There's some animals I don't like, but I would kind of learn to get over that a little. Like snakes and spiders. No, thank you. All those kind of bugs.
You don't want to pick up and hold a huge tarantula?
No. Oh, and I really
like doing sports. I like doing track. I'm really good at it because I'm tall for my age and stuff. And I really love basketball. I feel like it's a good sport for me. And we have a basketball hoop in our cul-de-sac. And my brother, he loves shooting hoops on it. And he just figured out how to do a layup. And it's super cool.
That's impressive. He's not very old.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, so for me, it would be like track, basketball, and a librarian.
You could do track or basketball when you go to college, too.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you for inviting me, Coco. I was honored.
Thank you for listening to I Can Become with me, Coco. Today I have learned how to work with readers on different reading levels and different interests, and about information literacy, which is looking for answers with trusted sources. What do you want to become when you grow up? Why not tell my friends at ICANN? Just visit ICANNradio.org and let them know. Maybe you could interview someone cool just like I did. I wanted to thank my guest, Holly from the Tiger Library, for coming to the show. Because of you, now I know I can become a librarian.
Yay!
That was an original ICANN production called I Can Become. You can tune in to I Can Become every Wednesday at 5 p.m. If you want to catch up on previous episodes or learn how to make your dreams come true, head to ICANN Radio.